You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
WayFM, this is the Wally Show. So at the beginning of the year, I asked everyone who listens to the show, who would you like to see as the first artist interview of the year? And Big Daddy Weave was the dominant response. And it took a little bit of time because of schedules and stuff, but I know that Mike, Weaver has been going through a lot because he lost his brother Jay, who was also in the band with him for the past 23 years. And so I got to sit down with Mike. And if you want to see the whole interview, you just text the word BIG, B-I-G, to 91979 in case you miss any of it. But there's some really good stuff in here and some advice for people who are also going through loss. And we'll send you a link. But I told him that he was the one that people wanted to hear from. And, because they care about him and his family and how they're doing.
Wow, man. That's so kind. I mean, that they would even care. It's amazing. We've been overwhelmed by the response of people, man, and just the messages and all of the sweet things that have just come in the midst of this. But it's like anybody, you know? I mean, dude, we're just hurting, man, you know?
Yeah.
It hurts really bad. He had had such a good attitude through all of it. He had just been such a strong person in all of our lives. Even it was crazy because we're trying to help him, but like he's somehow, you know, helping us, you know? And so it was a shock to us that on January 2nd that he went to be with the Lord. We just felt like we had had more time than that, you know?
Yeah.
And then when this happened, I really believe him going home was kind of Jesus honoring some things and some requests I think that he had made, because I'd heard him ask the Lord before. He's like, God, if you're not going to heal me here, then will you take me before it gets to some place that, you know, it kind of crosses some lines, man. But I know how kind God is to you, you know? And the whole thing is hard and the whole thing hurts. But I really think Jesus, like, honored some of Jay's requests.
You know, people don't really know what to say when someone passes away. And Big Daddy, we've experienced that firsthand at one of their own Q&As where people didn't want to ask questions. And so we'll play a little bit of that for you, as well as some more advice, as to how to get through the loss of a loved one, with Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave in 10 minutes on The Wally Show.
I am redeemed. You set me free.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And so recently I got to sit down with Big Daddy Weave, Mike Weaver, who lost his brother Jay, who's been in the band. And if you want to see any of the interview, if you miss any of it, just text the word BIG to 91979. And we're just kind of giving you some of the highlights, because we talked for like 25 minutes and there's a lot of good stuff. But we were talking about this time when people are always afraid to bring up the loss of a loved one to you, you know, and I think that's because they don't want to cause any further hurt. And Mike said he kind of experienced this at a show that they were doing when they were doing a Q&A, but everyone was a little bit, you know, on guard or just trying to not hurt anybody. So they didn't want to ask any questions, but then something kind of cool happened.
We start asking them questions and we just uncover that basically every person there was going through this right now.
Right.
They had lost someone really close to them in this like really recent season, man. And they were coming out because I think they knew what we've been going through and just kind of wanted to be in it together. And I think that does help, that we're not alone in it. That's one of the things when you go through something awful, that the devil just tries to like convince you that you're just by yourself, that nobody can understand, that you're all alone. And man, we're not alone. We're the family of God. And so that's what happened. We didn't pretend like it didn't hurt. You
right.
know what I mean?
Because right.
there's this like over-spiritualizing thing that can happen, you know, where you're like just pretending, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible doesn't say we don't grieve. It just says we don't grieve like people without hope.
Well, you know, talking about yeah. like your brother and not wanting to, you know, hurt somebody more, like I would love for
yeah.
you
oh.
to tell me something great about Jay that just brings joy to you when you think about him.
Man, it's his laugh, man. man, I'm gonna lose it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta mean that. I didn't mean for that, but I just
no. It's like, bro, the other night. So what we've been doing is we have a podcast where there was like a moment at the end of the podcast where Jay prayed over the audience, over the listeners, right? And so we took that audio from that and actually have him pray over the whole night now, you know,
at the end of the night.
And there's this one little moment where as he's praying, he has this like little chuckle, dude. And it just reminds me of a million different great moments, you know, of when we would just laugh, you know, and we would have joy, man. And when we would just experience life. And dude, I just had the privilege of the last 23 years of sharing just some of the most beautiful times of ministry and all kinds of experiences all over the world with my brother, who's also my best friend, man, you know?
So if some reason you can't see the entire interview and you miss any part of it, or you want to go back or share it with somebody, just text the word big to 91979 and we'll send you a link and you can get the whole thing. And coming up in 10, we're going to like get Mike's perspective as someone who just lost somebody on what he would say to other people that might be going through this. And, you know, so if you have somebody or you're in that place right now, you might want to hang out to hear that.
I know that you are good. I know that you are kind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and when things go bad in our lives, like losing a loved one, and that's something Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave and his family are going through right now, after losing his brother Jay, and also Jay was in the band, people don't always know what to do, and sometimes they get mad at God for quote-unquote taking somebody from them. And I asked Mike, like, if he could share something, you know, based on what he's learned in going through this, that might help somebody who's in that place right now.
Just breathe, you know? You don't got to figure it out. You got to answer the questions of the universe and just be absolutely honest with him. He already knows. It's okay to be like, God, I'm so mad right now. I'm so upset. I'm so hurt. God does not reciprocate the mad. He can take it, though. I'll tell you, though, it doesn't get you very far. You know, you can let that all out and everything, but then just be open to him. And start where you can. I mean, you don't have to have it all together. I mean, just God, help me want to. And just say, God, I need you. I need a comforter. I need a healer. I need a restorer. And it's just as it turns out, he is all of those things. He is near to the brokenhearted.
If any of that resonated with you or somebody in your life that you were like, man, they need to hear this right now, all you have to do is text the word BIG, B-I-G, to 91979. We'll send you a link, and then you can share it with them as well. And then there's one other thing I was curious about is musicians process life. They write songs for other people, but I was really curious if there was any songs from other artists that had meant something to him. And he picked a really cool song, and we'll share that with you in 10 here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I've been sharing parts of a conversation I had with Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave, who recently lost his brother and bandmate, Jay Weaver, you know, after a long illness and then a sudden passing, though. And so, you know, if you want to hear any of this, like if any of this resonates with you, or you think somebody needs to hear it, just text the word BIG, B-I-G, to 91979, and we'll send you a link. But I was really curious for him, as a musician, how he writes songs that give people hope. You know, and when they're walking through some of the hardest things in their lives and those songs bring healing to them, was the same true for him with other artists' music?
Oh, yeah, totally, man. It's like Leland, man. That guy's voice, he sings like an angel, you know?
He does. Probably like,
I was walking the room yesterday. Jay would pray over every seat in the room. And so that's one of the ways I kind of feel close to him is like before the show, I just walk through the room and just kind of put my hands on every chair and just ask Jesus to just sit there.
Wow.
And man, I'm listening to Leland the whole time, just wrecked and just, you know, I just want to be where you are. And I'm like, dude, yeah. And I'm not singing to Jay, I'm singing to Jesus, you know. Corey Asbury, oh my gosh, one of the songs that had really ministered to Jay's family and him in the last months, man, was the song called Sparrows by Corey Asbury.
Oh, that's a great song.
And so for Jay's service, like, Corey made like a little video of him doing like this acoustic version of Sparrows. Man, it was so special. That's another one that I turned to, man.
That's really cool.
You take good care of me. It was amazing to me. So his daughter, Mackenzie, just turned 17. So she's 16 when this happens.
Oh, wow.
Her birthday was a month to the day that he passed,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's so
just
hard.
Happened, right? That's the song she requested for his service. And I'm like, because I'm so worried about them, like, oh God, like they need him there. Like his family needs him there. Like all these things. And like this 16-year-old at the time's response is like, what we need to play is this song that's going to declare that God takes good care of us.
Wow. That's heavy. Oh,
and I'm
that,
like,
that got me.
Come on, man. I'm like, that girl carries something that, you know, I'm like, I don't know that I have, you know, as readily as she does. And so, man, we played this in honor of Jay and in honor of his daughter, Mackenzie Grace.
Let's do it up. Sparrows here with Mike Weaver from the band Big Daddy Weave on WayFM.
Sparrows not worried about tomorrow or the troubles to come. Not thinking about the seasons, the drought or the flood. The tree that's planted by the water isn't fazed by the fire. So why should I?
Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 to my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
At times, it can seem like men and women came from two different planets. We differ in so many areas, and that also includes words we know and can use in a sentence.
Real quick, when you say at times, you mean like at all times.
That's true. That is true. So I have a list of words most men typically know that women don't, and vice versa.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to test your manliness, Gavin and Wally.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm not scared at all. Gavin, on the other hand,
I'm terrified.
Very nervous.
Okay. Howitzer.
Howitzer. Yeah, it's a weapon.
Yeah. It's a weapon.
Oh,
what
dadgummit,
kind of
he didn't
weapon?
It's like a tank.
No.
Or no. A howitzer. It's like, I thought it was like, or
is it
an
a
anti-tank.
Knife?
It's an anti-tank device.
No. It's a type of cannon.
Ugh. Well, okay.
There's a cannon on a tank.
Yeah. Okay.
Katana.
Oh. I know this. Do you know it?
Isn't it a sword?
It's a knife,
yeah.
Sword or a knife. Katana blade.
But
made in Japan.
Japan, yes, okay.
I've made one.
And then strafe.
Oh, okay. I know this.
Oh.
Wally, what is it?
Okay, strafing is when they, if a plane is flying and it's being shot at, they eject these flares and strafe, and it distracts the missile that's coming at them.
Wow, I don't think that's it.
I know it is.
Well, The definition I have is to attack repeatedly with bombs or firearms from a plane.
He was in...
Oh, a strafing run. Oh, maybe, yeah. Okay, I might be wrong.
But you were close, yeah. Which is impressive to me.
You were in the right vicinity, for sure.
I'm going to look that up, too, because it might have a double definition.
All right, so here are some terms that women know that men shouldn't know. We'll see.
We're going to kill this one.
All right, freesia.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I have no idea. Really?
Proud of this. I have no idea.
And it's a scent that women use for like different soaps and
stuff. Exactly.
Bath and Body used to have a great freesia.
Tell all that to the World War II veterans.
Oh, why did
Bath and Body Works has a wonderful freesia.
Why
smell.
Did I miss Strafe?
All right, doula.
Oh, I know this too.
Gavin.
It sounds like something I've heard my aunt use before, and she like, and I say this because she's had like 16 kids.
You're on the right track.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's like a midwife.
Yeah, a professional who assists during labor. Yeah. And then finally, peplum. I thought you'd know this, Wally. I thought you would. I have no idea what peplum was.
Really?
But I knew you would, Wally. What is it?
It's a fashion term, and it is the thing around a woman's waist that kind of like bows out around the hips kind of thing. It's like a little apron around the base of like a shirt.
It's so interesting how you were wrong in a lot of men's terms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you were right on the money with all the women's terms.
Crushed it. Yeah. Had a lot of women in my life.
Okay, sure. Yeah. That's it.
Or did you learn that from Project Runway?
I did, actually. Yeah. Because peplums are really hard to do and to really pull off and make it look well, like look great. So, anyway. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun, and we will never do that again. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have a little podcast and what we call the Aftercast. So the podcast is just the show without the music. You can get that every day for free. And then we have our Aftercast, which we do immediately following the show, which is new content, stuff that we didn't get to during the show, life stuff, longer form stuff, things like that. And you can get that for free, too, wherever you get your podcasts or at wayfm.com. And sometimes we just have those conversations like you have with your friends at lunch. And it's kind of like, as a kid, you know, you hurt yourself all the time, but it's far more shocking when it happens as an adult.
Have you ever had that where you hurt yourself? Like, I've, like, hit my toe against something,
yeah.
And there's, like, that split second of, like, the pain is about to hit.
Yep.
But it takes a
Wait
minute.
Wait for it.
Yeah. And you're like, and...
There
oh
it is. I the other day I was cutting something with a box cutter and I knew I was cutting it wrong and I was trying to cut it quickly.
You should never be left alone with a box cutter.
I know. And
quickly
so,
and a knife don't belong in the same sentence.
So sure enough, it slips out of the thing and hits my knuckle.
Oh.
And I instantly grab my knuckle and put it behind my back. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe if I can't see it.
It's not real.
It's gonna be okay. If I can't see it, it's gonna be okay. And then I'm waiting for like to feel like blood on my knuckles and stuff.
Oh.
And so then I bring it, I bravely bring it back in
bravely,
front.
Yes,
where I can see it. And I kind of peel my thumb off of it to see how bad it is. And I go, oh.
Wasn't that bad?
I nicked it. Nicked it. Yeah, I'm kind of a baby, as it turns out. So if you ever want to check out our Aftercast and our podcast, again, it's free wherever you get your podcasts, and it's a lot of fun. And again, sometimes we go into longer form serious stuff. Sometimes it's lighter stuff. So it just all depends on the day. But you can get it for free at wayfm.com.
I'm in love, I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. So yesterday was Valentine's Day, and I just kind of want to do a postmortem on your Valentine's Day. Kind of a recap. You know, you have a meeting at work, and then you join up the next day and find out where everybody's at. Same thing with Valentine's Day, but I want to do it in five words, okay? So five words to describe your Valentine's Day, the good or the bad, however it went, you know? Like mine was... ruined by cold mashed potatoes. That's my Valentine's
ruined
Day.
Ruined by cold mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that you and your wife went out to eat.
We did.
And I'm guessing the mashed potatoes were not up to your standards.
Not even close. Mm. So we went to Carrabba's over here in Franklin. And I love Carrabba's. And my chicken was really hot, so that's good. But the potatoes were really cold.
And they're not the uppest of upscales,
but they're up there.
Those should be good mashed potatoes.
You're paying $20 for a plate of food. Like, that's a lot for me. Like, I don't like to spend a lot of money on food, so that was kind of a splurge. And like, you want your potatoes to be good. And so I'm like, duh, okay, it's a thing. So I reach over and take a bite of my wife's mashed potatoes. Also cold. I thought I had a way around
guys.
It. But come on, people. The cold mashed potatoes.
Question. Yes. Isn't Carrabba's more of an Italian eatery?
It is, yes.
So why are you ordering mashed potatoes at an Italian restaurant?
Well, because you always order mashed potatoes. It's garlic mashed potatoes. If you put garlic in it, it's instantly Italian.
You get pasta.
Well, I got that, too.
Oh.
Pasta was great.
Chicken was great. So it wasn't all that bad.
No, it's just the mashed potatoes. I can hyper-focus on one thing not being wrong. It sets everything else off. And she and I couldn't even talk about our love because all I could talk about was those potatoes.
Wow.
Gavin, what's your five words?
It was fell asleep during the movie.
Oh, because, you guys went to see a movie? Okay.
Well, no, so we have Peacock, and there was a movie we hadn't seen that was on there, so it was like going to see a new movie, but we both worked really late days yesterday, and then we spent a lot of time making this like really delicious pizza. It was awesome, and that was the highlight, but then, like 45 minutes into the movie, I look over, I see her out on the couch, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
And kind of just leaned back.
Wow. So you didn't watch the end of the movie without her?
No, we didn't.
Okay. That's a sign of a healthy relationship.
Good.
If you had continued to watch the movie, like say maybe I would have, that's not healthy. So there you go. All right. So what are your five words to describe your Valentine's Day yesterday? Now, again, it can be something funny. It can be happy. It can be sad. Something didn't go right. Whatever it is, just your five words to describe your Valentine's Day. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show with us. Put in your favorites so you can get right through because sometimes the phones get a little busy. But, man, we can get you in right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's yours?
Husband didn't pick me up.
I can tell by the staccato in your voice that it was not a very good thing.
Did your husband know he was supposed to pick you up?
His boss decided on the day that I was coming back from Louisiana that they were going to have a big meeting. So he did let me know, and I had to phone a friend. But on the bright side, there was a key under the mat and a box of chocolate and a card.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. That makes up for you. That way you know he had planned on having everything ready for you. Because sometimes the effort is what women really look for, more so than the actual gift itself.
And it's really good for him because usually he's last minute Leroy. Like, he doesn't even think about these things. I have to go tell him, go to the store and get me something.
Well, there you go. Maybe he's turned the corner. You can teach old dogs new tricks, apparently.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Cold, romantic rooftop dinner.
Cold, romantic rooftop dinner. Now, that sounds great on the surface had you not had really cold in there.
Right. It was really funny. Like, he said we have reservations. He picked me up. It was this really cool spot, and we wanted to sit on the rooftop because they had really cool lights, and it got super cold out of nowhere, and we're both shivering through the whole dinner as we're trying to talk, and I kept saying, are you okay? He's like, I'm fine, and I see him shivering, and I'm shivering too.
That's so funny. Are you okay, honey? Honey, hypothermia is taking him.
Right.
So I am curious about this. Like, what do you think about this? Movies, romantic comedies, romantic movies, rom-coms, stuff like that, have the worst ideas that women want to do, but they're always the worst ideas in practicality. Like, would you ever want to be taken on a picnic, Kristen?
Yeah. That would be fun.
On the surface, picnics are horrible. Picnics are the worst. Like you plan all this stuff. You go sit. You can't really get comfortable. You're trying to eat. The food's never all that great. You set your soda down on the blanket, and the grass is uneven, and it tips over. Like, it's just the mechanics of it are so not romantic.
You're saying the standards are set too high for men.
And very unrealistic, honestly. Like, because when you get there, like your fancy rooftop dinner, you're like, this is going to be great. And then you're like, yeah, not as great as I thought it would be.
Right, exactly.
See, she gets it now. All right, Rebecca, you're up here. It's our five-word Valentine's Day. Kind of a way to describe what happened for your Valentine's Day, good or bad, but you only got five words. What do you got?
Taking classes for my speeding ticket.
That's how you spent Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Well, was it your fault, Rebecca? Were you going over the speed limit?
I was, because, okay, here's what happened. The cop was in the left lane, and I was in the right, and nobody wanted to pass him. And I was like, he's not going to pull me over. So I crept past him. I didn't speed like zoom. I just crept past him. And as soon as I couldn't see him no more, I took off. Oh. And then all of a sudden I saw the lights and I got really scared. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Now, Rebecca, are you single or married?
I am married.
You're married. You know, I could have seen this if you were single being a perfect Hallmark film. Because you end up in a speeding class.
Right.
And then it's like the officer there doing the class. You're like, oh, he's wearing a flannel shirt and he just came from the lumber field.
Wow.
That's
like
what they do in the
Hallmark
movie
ever.
You just saw Betty's Hallmark movie. Like,
that's what they do in the film.
Officers don't wear flannel shirts and come from lumber fields, but in Betty's
Hallmark
world,
film.
There it is. Practicing what you preach is so important to me. Hey, it's Wally, and if you ever hear me telling you about something, it's because A, I fully believe in it, or B, I've done it myself. And both are the case for me with United Faith Mortgage. I believe in what they say and the way that they do business as a faith-based family of mortgage professionals, and I'm using them to refinance my house, and I have to tell you, the experience has been amazing right from the beginning. Ryan and his team have been beyond responsive and super informative. They know this is a big decision for you and that you're going to have questions. You've heard me mention that they are a family of mortgage professionals. So my question was, Ryan, do you still sit across from your mom at family dinners as well as at the office?
I sure do. I sure do. I see my mom every day, my aunt every day, my dad. Yeah, it's fun.
See, there are no dumb questions. And all of my serious mortgage-related questions were met with a quick and understandable answer. So talk to the people I trust with my mortgage, United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime, unitedfaithmortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Getting the facts mostly right.
Even Woody and Buzz got under each other's plastic.
Wasn't Woody made out of cloth?
Yeah, I appreciate your neighbor. Now's not the time.
That's our commitment to you. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
So the Olympics still going, and we have made up some ground in the medal count.
Ooh,
the U.S.
Right.
is in third place,
USA.
Okay?
We're
behind.
Third place?
Look, we're behind Russia and Norway. Those people live in ice, like, so they should be doing really well at the Olympics. And Russia, you know, still not afraid to cheat a little bit, so we'll get to that in 1 second. But here's what the win is. We're in third. Keep this in mind. Canada, fifth. Yes!
Oh, perspective.
As long as we beat Canada, that's all I care about.
Honestly, I don't have a rift with Canada.
I do. Entire country.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, it's not rational. I realize that. But we just have to beat Canada. That's all I ask.
I do want USA to be at the number one spot. I mean, who doesn't?
Sure. So you might have heard, figure skater Nathan Chen won gold. So he's crushing it.
Of course.
So he's a real bright spot for us. But you may have heard about the other figure skater and the controversy, the 15-year-old Russian figure skater. She's a phenom. She's 15 and just is amazing. Kamila Valieva. Now, she tested positive for a legal heart medicine, but she does not have a heart problem. But basically, you give them this pill and this medicine, and it increases what their heart can do to then let them skate longer and harder and be better at their thing.
At 15.
Yeah, at 15. So then, okay. So the big question is, does she know she's taking this and she's culpable, or is Russia doping again? The whole reason they're ROC and not Russia is because of this.
It's right.
Lunacy. So they catch her back in December on this. That's the weird part of this. The sanctions now are coming out against her from something that happened back in December that got her to the Olympics, okay? And so now what they're saying is that she can compete, which is bizarre in and of itself, despite the failed test in December. But if she wins, which they're thinking she's going to, because she's like the first woman skater to land a quadruple salchow, which is amazing, and the first to land a quadruple toe loop in the Olympics.
Ooh.
So she's killing it, you know?
Yeah.
And so they're saying, though, that her punishment, if she wins, will be no flower ceremony and no medal ceremony.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, is that really a big deal to them? I don't know.
I think think it would be. Okay. But also, are they doing more testing once she gets there? I know you said the original test was in December, but we're not in December anymore. Like, months have passed by. So are they doing another test?
They have to be testing while they're there. And so that's what I don't know. That wasn't clear on that. I read if she had tested while she was there. I don't think she had.
Because I think if that test for the month that we're in, the day that we're in now, and that came back positive with the heart medicine, then I'd be like, no, she's disqualified.
Absolutely. I don't think she has. That's why they're allowing her to compete. See. But theoretically, she shouldn't be able to even be there because of the December stuff.
Yes.
So it's just kind of a mess. But you're wondering, like, if you win the gold medal and you take that back home to your country, which is all about just winning at all cost, then it doesn't matter, you know, whether you got the flower ceremony or not, or would she be bummed?
Or if the silver medalist was like, well, I would have gotten it if I had cheated.
Absolutely. That's the dangerous thing of this. Ooh. I mean, it messes up all these things down the line. And this is just why we have rules and why we have to have committees. That's the saddest part, is everybody tries to cheat in sports, you know, and we can't get around it. So there you go. That's your update on the Olympics today.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then News-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I've now been doing my own taxes for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, most of my life, my dad was doing all of our taxes, but I've been doing them through TurboTax, which is usually quick and easy, but my problem is that I'm a procrastinator.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
It's terrible.
It feels, I mean, it's not fun. Like, okay, back when I used to get refunds, I was chomping at the bit to do my taxes. And lately, the last 3 years, I have been paying through the nose taxes.
So
and
you waiting makes sense.
Yeah, I want them to forget I exist.
So people should probably start doing their taxes as soon as they can if you want the refund.
Right.
In your case, maybe you do wait.
I'm going to pause a little bit.
But they do say that the IRS is currently short-staffed, as is the whole world, apparently.
Okay.
But to get your refund done, because they don't have as many people doing them, and they have some tips on how you can get your refund as quickly as possible.
Right.
So the first thing is to file as soon as possible.
Okay.
Obviously. Yeah. Just don't procrastinate.
No, that doesn't work that way, Reddy. He's like, no, I'm special. I want different rules, if you don't mind.
That's not what I wanted to hear. The next thing was use e-filing. Do either of you mail in forms and do all this through?
No.
I used to, and I used to want the check. I used to want them to send me
the
check.
That's what a boomer would say.
I know.
I wanted
the check, but not anymore. It's like, yeah, I always e-file and I do the electronic bank transfer.
Yes, the deposit is the third tip, is to request the direct deposit, because that's going to hit your account sooner than them having to do all the paperwork with a little check and give it to you. So.
But you know what the boomers say. It's not real money unless I see it on paper.
I know. That's very true. I'm on the fence this year for taxes, because I've gone to a tax guy for years, and then I had a different one do it because of, like, my wife's father's estate recently. And so, like, the guy did my taxes in about 15 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're good at what they do.
Because they have programs, like, gotta, and he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of nice. But he charged me a bunch of money for that, a little bit of work. I'm like, if I can answer the same questions on TurboTax, and maybe it takes me an hour and a half.
But then you get audited by the IRS. Is it worth it?
And I just hand him my computer. I go, TurboTax did it. deal with them. Talk to them, sir.
Rock what you got.
Uplifting Way of Him. This is the Wally Show, and I don't want to panic anybody, but you're running out of time. Thank you to get in on our chance to send a kid to Camp Electric, which is a creative arts camp for kids who love music and want to become better at it. But also, it's taught by some of your favorite Christian artists, and they not only teach these kids about music, but they teach them also about God and faith and the worship sessions. That was my daughter's favorite part of it, but she loved learning from Torrin Wells. You know, like, how cool is that is something that is invaluable, you know, to learn from them musically but also spiritually. And you have a chance to send a kid for free. All you have to do is text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 91979. That's ROCK to 91979. And you can nominate a kid and tell us why they need to be at Camp Electric. And it doesn't even have to be your own kid, which is kind of cool as well.
That's exactly the case for Jerry, who's nominating Hunter. Hunter is a kid that it sounds like he knows from church. He said, I believe believe God has a great future for Hunter as a mentor. He's confident enough to go against mainstream flow of teens. Said in third grade, he played Jimi Hendrix's Star Spangled Banner to open the talent show.
What? In third grade? I can't even do that now. And I'm a few grades past that.
Well, he said that Hunter goes to church camp every year and would love to go to Camp Electric. So he is nominating Hunter.
There you go. And so we would love to hear about the kid that you want to send to camp. And all you got to do again is text ROCK to 91979. We'll send you that link. But deadline for entry is February 20th. So get it in today, because I cannot stress to you enough the life change that happens for these kids at this camp beyond just music. They meet friends. They meet like-minded kids that they will a lot of times keep in contact with for years to come after camp, you know, because it feels good to have other people get you. And that's what Camp Electric is all about. So again, ROCK to 91979. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it seems only fair that after Valentine's Day, you know, for couples, that you would have Singles Day for people who are not coupled up. And Betty Rock, you brought this to my attention. Like, I didn't even know this thing existed.
Yeah, it's, some people say, well, Singles Awareness Day is like SAD.
Yeah.
S-A-D for Singles Awareness Day.
Oh, that is sad.
Mm-hmm. But I think that there are some positives that come with being single on the holiday of love.
Okay.
One of my positives is I'm saving lots of money.
It's true, and you do like money.
That I do. That I do. But I don't have to spend it on something ridiculous that my significant other wants, like a drone or a new car
or a
drill bit.
Right.
Thing.
All things I want. So thank you. You found your silver lining. I think that that's important. And so that's what we're going to do right now. All right, so this is for you if you are single, maybe even newly single, or you've been single like for a long time. What is your single day silver lining? I think that that's important because sometimes, I know, Betty, you've gone up and down on this. There are some times where you're like, I'm really good on this and I got it. And then other times you're like, yeah, this is not where I want to be, you know. And so finding that silver lining might help somebody else out in the midst of what they're dealing with.
Well, it kind of changes your perspective as well. You know, it makes you realize the things that you do have compared to what the one thing is you don't have.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on. In fact, we need having you on. The show is just not the same without you, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. If you're single, think about it for a second. Then what is your single day silver lining? The thing that you're thankful for inside of your singleness. 855-33-WAY-FM.
So for you, Kathy, what's that silver lining when you find yourself single on a day like Valentine's Day?
Well, I lost my husband 9 years ago. But as the years go by, I've learned that I've got so many friends that I shower them with Valentine's Day. And we go to dinner or we just call each other or just be with friends.
Yeah, I love that perspective, Kathy. I actually had a friend of mine once tell me years ago, like, you have all of this love that you want to give to a spouse, but instead, since you don't have that option, why don't you give it towards your friends? And so, you know, around the holidays, I'll write cards to them to send them happy mail and just tell them how much I appreciate them, what they mean to me. And it helps change my perspective to see how much, I would like to have a flannel wearing beard toting guy around, but God may not have given me that kind of love in my life, but he's given me friends that are just as great. And so I'm thankful for that.
I'm not 100% sure like how bad our mailman is here at the station, because Betty Rock and I share an office, but somehow between the 2 feet that separates our desk, the card from her valuing my friendship must have got lost this year.
About that. We're having this conversation on our Facebook page. You can see what other people are saying when you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. And Kathy said, I guess it's a silver lining.
Yeah.
She said, I won't be disappointed when I don't get something nice.
Okay, I get this because sometimes guys are not the best around holidays or, and some relationships just, they don't click and they don't do something nice. They don't think, they don't do the nice things for their spouse, mm-hmm. you know, or for their boyfriend or girlfriend. So I am curious for you, Rock. Okay, so here's the question. Would you rather be single or be in a relationship where the person doesn't treat you, value you, kind of thing, and doesn't show you those things?
Oh, I would for sure rather be single.
See, there you go. There's your silver lining. I think that's what she's kind of getting at, that I'd rather be single than be in a relationship that doesn't meet my needs to really be something that is worthwhile.
I don't read it that way.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're sad. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I. That's just how I took it. I mean, maybe, well, you're single. Maybe you take it differently.
She said, I won't be disappointed when I don't get something nice. I think what she's saying to me is it's so easy to get your hopes up. Every time you go on that first date, you think, oh, I'm going to get a call back, and then you don't. Mm-hmm. And so your hope is always getting up, and then it comes crashing down. And so if you don't have to expect anything, then you won't get disappointed.
Set the bar low. Yeah, set the bar low.
Well, that's a very unhealthy thing to do. I've
always done that my whole life.
Oh my,
like, because then I'm never too high or too low. Like, if I always set my expectations low of people, of things like that, so that when it happens better, then I'm like pleasantly surprised, like nice. But then if it doesn't go that way, I can be like, I told you it was going
to
be bad.
And see, there it comes back to you always want to be right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, see. Count your blessings. You could be in a relationship with someone like me.
Terrible.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend. But now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club. And let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If you eventually notice the price on your Netflix streaming service rising, it's not so much that the price is increasing, but according to the streaming giant, it's more like a, quote, price update.
Oh, price update. That seems so much better. It's not a price increase. We just updated you. Almost
exactly.
Like an upgrade.
Well, with the price change scheduled to begin next month, Netflix released a statement recently claiming, quote, this update, price update, will allow us to deliver even more value for your membership with stories that lift you up, move you, or simply make your day a bit better.
Well, that sounds worth paying more for.
Right? And on Twitter, people are calling Netflix out. They're just saying, hey, just be honest with yourselves. Like, say you want to make more money. And we respect that. But don't lie to us and say, we're just updating the price to make your life better.
I was looking at buying a car, and I went to this one dealer, and they're like, not environmental, but situational increase. You know, like, wait a minute, what? And it was like, the manufacturer's price is here, and then they put a another price on top of it, $3,000 to $5,000, just on top, because we can. Seriously, and they're charging over sticker price, over what the manufacturer of the car says should be charged for the car. They're charging, and all the dealers are doing it now because of how, not all of them, but a large portion of them are, because they're basically profiting off of this time in society and in this moment where demand is so high, they're capitalizing on that, you know, and they're saying, oh, well, we have harder times with getting employees, blah, 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 blah. But they're basically charging you more than the car's worth.
Do they get paid, though? Like, is it kind of like the theater where it's like, they sell you the tickets, but they don't really get money from the tickets. It's mainly from the concessions. Is right. It kind of like that, where if they sell you the car at the
sticker price?
Yeah, the sticker price. Then they're not going to make any money.
No, they make money on the car sale. Oh. They get kickbacks from the based on their quotas and based on what they sell. They get per car kickbacks, and so they make money on the car sales. Now they don't make as much as you think on the car sales. So they make their money in the extended warranty, in the upgrades, and all those other things. The actual list price for the car, they don't make as much. But then now, because they just blame COVID on everything, they're like, oh, it's COVID, you know, so we're going to do a surcharge. Sorry. So sorry. Sorry, not sorry. And you're like, wait, you guys are all posting profits, man.
It's not an upcharge. It's an update.
That's right. It's an update. so frustrating. So that's just another one of the frustrating things during COVID. And you're looking at it, and it's inflation-based, too. You're watching inflation go up because of all this kind of stuff. And so we're going to be paying for COVID and all of the stuff that came about as a result of that, all the governments, we're going to be paying for COVID for a lot of years to come, because you're not going to see this stuff instantly go, oh, we're going to drop it all back down. It's fine. No more surcharges. Nice. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And when I'm not sure about something, I know I could Google it, but I don't like to. I want to talk to real people who might know something about this. I don't trust the internet as far as I can throw it. And I like hearing from people who have experience with things, you know? And so I'd like to point out that almond milk, I think, is a liar. I think that almond milk has lied to all of us. The almond milk people have lied to us.
What is there to lie about?
Okay, A, it's not milk. It's not like cow milk. And B, cow milk is white. Almond milk is also white. I think they are coloring it to make you even further think that it is milk, but it's not. It's squished walnut or almonds.
What if they've been coloring like cow's milk?
I think that's a good theory, actually. Like,
no.
Do you know, have you seen the actual milk released from a cow?
Yes, and it is white. I have milked
a
cow.
Like white, like starch white?
Yeah, it's a little kind of translucent. It's kind of translucent, actually.
So I bet they add just a little bit to make it this perfect commercial white.
But I don't think that almond milk is white.
Wait a minute.
What?
Also, why do you have something against another product that you don't even buy, or care about?
Because it's lying to people, and I'm about the ethics of it, okay?
I am.
I'm very passionate about this.
I will say that, like, my wife and I do drink almond milk. It was her call, and I've just not really...
It was her call.
I've not complained since. I don't miss real milk. It's not that big of a deal, but I do agree with you.
Do you put almond milk on cereal?
I don't eat a lot of cereal these days,
like,
but I use
it. If you're having Captain Crunch, you got a big old hunkin' bowl of Captain Crunch. Are you going to put almond milk on that?
See, I have.
Blasphemy!
That is true. Like, it is way...
It's a desecration.
You taste the almond and it mixes with the cereal. It's a little worse.
My wife, God bless her. When she's gone, I will milk it up, like, for real. Like, I get the whole milk when she's gone. Because she does, like, 2%. She could be happy doing 1%. And it's like... It's colored water on your milk at that point.
Yeah, I do agree with that. But it's so fattening, I believe. Like, whole milk is so fattening.
But the cereal is, too. So it's a wash,
that's
you know?
That's true.
So, okay. So maybe you are a health nut, or you're in the industry. Nut, see what I did there? Or maybe you work in the milk arts. I would love to know that. Like, maybe you work at a dairy, and you guys are like, yeah, dude, we're mad at the almond folk people, too. Like, we don't want them, like, pretending that they're milk. You know? I would love to know, is almond milk being colored artificially? Because then it also goes, like, it's supposed to be all wholesome and good for you. And then if they're making it artificial, then it's another lie.
Once again, you're not even going to use the product anyway.
This is
so
for
what?
Other people. I love to take on other people's fights.
I know you do.
Yeah, and something, I mean, I saw this on the TV the other day, and it just got me going. And I just need some closure here,
okay? We can see that.
Yeah, I need some closure. 855 33 Way FM. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. If you're in the milk industry of some sort, or you're a scientist, or you just know about this, 855-33-WAY-FM. Help a brother out. Mia, what are your qualifications to speak into this?
Well, so I used to work for one of these like frou-frou juice companies that makes like their own milks and everything. So I firsthand not only watched almond milk get made and made almond milk, but also watched cashew milk get made.
Okay.
And made cashew milk.
All right.
And I can confirm that there is no additive to the coloring of those milks, because if you think about it, you peel back, like if you crack open an almond, it is white on the inside.
Wait,
and that's
a minute.
The color that comes out.
So Mia, what you're telling me is when they crush almonds and they hurt those poor little innocent almonds and they squish them and they extract the almond juice, which we're kind of call milk, from them, it is actually white.
Yes.
So the other thing you're saying is my indignance and my animosity towards almonds and my frustration and portrayal of them as liars might be slightly inaccurate.
Slightly, but as someone who is lactose intolerant, it's comforting to know that I can still have an option.
So then you have to drink almond milk or else it causes you tummy troubles.
Yes, unfortunately.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first and not on some dumb internet that almonds are not liars. And Wally, for the first time, is possibly maybe prone to overreacting.
No.
And so I might have overreacted on this one. It's okay. Not a situation, everyone. It's
a
good
situation. It is a situation.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we take it very seriously, our mission in life to help make your life better. And that's why we do The Scoop, things that we learn that we're like, hey, you know what? I want to share this because it's pretty cool. Betty Rock is the scoopiest of the scoopers, so what do you got today?
This one I saw on TikTok, actually.
And love TikTok.
And it's for all those people who have a dog. They own a dog,
okay.
So Gavin. Let's say you take your dog out frequently in your car. They like to stick their heads out the window, feel the breeze in their hair.
But I've seen Betty do that on occasion.
But you feel bad for them because they'll rest the bottom of their chin on the window.
Okay.
That's just a sharp little thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Right,
it's not
right.
Comfortable.
Okay.
So the scoop is you want to take a pool noodle,
okay.
You know, those cheap little things that you see at the dollar store.
Yep.
You're going to make a slice through it on just one
lengthways.
Side. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And then you're going to take that and put it over the edge of your window so that it will act as a cushion for your dog's chin.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. So I'd have to push on hard enough so that it kind of
stays on. Yeah.
Right.
Versus blowing away with my dog.
Yeah. Well, Gavin, you should probably glue it on.
Yeah,
like,
I think
like use super glue so it won't come off.
Take it off when I want to close the window.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
Or just never close it. That's fine.
That could work, I guess.
Guys, I'm trying to help people out.
I know.
Don't scrutinize it.
I know, it's good. No,
the pool noodle.
Absolutely.
Slice it lengthwise.
I'm sticking
one
on the window.
Size.
I'm going to Walmart right after this to
get one. A cushion for your dog.
Like if you cut it to the exact shape of your window too, because the front has a slant.
Well, yeah, you
so
don't
cut
want
it like
a whole
that,
pool noodle
and then,
hanging from the window of your car.
Well, I knew that.
Oh, my.
Betty's like, y'all are so dumb. No one thought that. But like, you know, you could cut the angle of the front. I will over-engineer anything. That's how I do stuff. And then I would cut it so that it fits perfectly within a 32nd of an inch. And then that way, when you do put it on there, it's not going to go anywhere. So, good scoop, man. I love it. All right, so if you got a dog, in all seriousness, it's not a bad idea.
I do kind of like it.
After all that scrutiny, in all seriousness, it's not a bad idea.
You're going to see Gavin do this tonight. So there you go. That's your scoop for today.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every day we do a little thing called Good News. Giddy up, couple rapid-fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better, because the real news can be a little bit heavy and depressing. We're going to start things off with you, Betty Rock. Good news, giddy up, go.
Well, the movie The Bodyguard actually came into being in the real world.
Oh.
And I always love you. Anyways, back in 2008, there was a woman who had to hire a bodyguard to protect her from her abusive ex, okay?
Oh, that's not good.
But her and that bodyguard
no, they did
fell
not.
In
no, they
love.
No, they did not. Stop it.
and now they have three kids together.
What? That's crazy. Oh, my goodness. It is a real-life bodyguard. Okay. I've got one about love, too. There was last summer, a 52-year-old named Steve, and he had a heart attack while he was out walking his dog. And then his friend named Emma, they were together there, but Emma did CPR on him and saved Steve's life. And now 8 months later, they're a couple.
Oh.
Yeah, see? You saved somebody's life. That was their first kiss, was mouth-to-mouth. So, but you know what? It worked out for them. You should go out, Rock, and just fake heart attacks.
I should be the one that's having the heart attack?
Yeah, just fake a heart attack. Somebody might save you, and then all of a sudden you have a love story just like that. It's beautiful. You tell your grandkids about it.
No, because I'd end up getting near someone like you who thinks, I always want to be the hero in every situation, but I don't know what I'm doing.
That's true.
And I would end up with that.
Or a dog. You're just laying there like, somebody help me, and then this dog.
Dang it!
All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.